The Wally Show podcast is our daily radio show heard live through the WayFM app each morning and hosted by Wally, Gavin, and me, Betty Rock. For more fun, be sure to connect with us at wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. News-ish is one part news and one part ish.
This is what I use. I don't use my brain. I use my mouth.
It's right there in the title. It's The Wally Show.
Wally and Gavin, are you two the type to read reviews on products before you buy them?
I never was before, but I am definitely now.
Yeah, me too. I think it's important to see what the general public knows of a product.
And the more online shopping I do, because you don't want to go through the hassle of having to return stuff. And so I actually take them to heart, and it saved me a couple times. And then there's a couple times I didn't listen. I'm like, I should have listened. This person was right.
Well, whether you are or not a review reader, you should take it all with a grain of salt after you hear this story.
Really?
There's a popular body moisturizer. It's called Delicia Drench Body Butter.
Oh, from Sephora.
I like that one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
And you know that. A consumer, I see. Well, it's a popular body moisturizer, but it's seeing a decline in sales recently, all because of a one-star review by one person claiming the lotion has something in it that attracts wolf spiders. Wolf spiders. Do you know how big wolf spiders are?
Spider?
Don't
no.
Google it.
Oh,
it's
really?
A thing of nightmares.
Oh, really?
Don't,
oh,
yeah,
that's
Gavin,
funny.
Don't. They're huge.
That's okay, because like I see if you're like, oh, it attracts wolf spiders, and you think it's like a little spider in your house and things like that. So wolf spiders is even more unplausible than.
Yeah. Sometimes they get mistaken for tarantulas because they are
big.
Okay, so this person claimed in its one-star review that they had never seen wolf spiders in their area before, but now they're being swarmed by them after using the product.
Oh, that's funny.
The review caught the attention of and scared multiple consumers who declared they would never be using that product again, just to be on the safe side.
Oh, that's so funny.
That would scare me personally, because I'm like terrified. A lot of people I think are like terrified of insects. So if you saw just even a completely crazy review, I might be impacted by that, because there are a lot of other, you know, moisturizing options.
Yeah, there's other options. At that point,
I look at this and I go, okay, wolf spiders. I Google wolf spiders. I go, okay, this is someone who just wants to jack with the company or isn't happy.
Well, it caught traction. So a lot of people are like, well, maybe it's on the review page, they're like, well, maybe it has this ingredient and that could help, you know, attract spiders. We don't know. Anyways, it did a lot of impact, negative impact. So the company that makes the lotion had to do some recon, putting out a statement claiming the product has no ingredient that should affect spiders, and they even consulted a spider expert
on the matter. Oh, that's so funny. They have to do all this damage control and spend money to undo one crazy person's review.
Yeah.
That is pretty, that's sad, actually.
Well, it just goes to show the power you have when you leave those reviews. While you may leave a negative review and it doesn't catch any attention, if you put wolf spider in it, it's going to catch a lot of attention.
I guess so. That's crazy. But you're right. You do have power. So use it wisely. Use it responsibly. Don't use it for evil.
Why are we wasting our time with these old people anyway?
Did you just call me old?
Uplifting WayFM, this is The Wally Show. You have a chance to win a prize here as we play Famous Ages. And what we do is we try to stump each other with the ages of different celebrities and well-known personalities. And you need to be listening, because when their actual age is revealed, all you have to do is add those actual ages up together and you can win a prize. Rock, you have some audio. Let's have you go first.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about mine because this person came up on my feed or something I saw about them, and I was like, oh, I bet that's a good Famous Ages person. I'm going with the one, the only, Brian Douglas Wilson.
Oh, is Brian Wilson from the Beach Boys?
Yes!
Oh! I'm picking up good vibrations. Nice! She's giving me the wow. When were the Beach Boys a big band, do you think, Gavin?
Were they before NSYNC? So maybe.
Yeah, they were before NSYNC.
The early 90s, late 80s?
Yeah, probably somewhere in that realm. Yeah.
This isn't my realm, but I feel like I've got a decent grasp on boy bands.
Okay.
All right. Oh, well, you're putting Beach Boys into a boy band?
Yeah, let's let you go.
Aren't they?
Yes, they are. They are yes. Go ahead. Gavin, how old do you think?
Let's go with 56.
56. Okay, they might be the original boy band. They were big in the 50s.
That's like saying the Beatles were a boy band.
Yeah, exactly. They were big in the 50s. This is like surf music and
No way.
Yeah.
No way.
50s yeah. and 60s.
This is
a lie.
Can I change my
guess? No, you cannot.
I'm already out there.
I went with 85.
Oh, I'm so mad.
How old is Brian Wilson?
Well, one of you is only 4 years
oh,
old.
Oh, that's gotta be me.
Brian Douglas Wilson is 81 years old.
I was actually over. Oh my goodness. Oh. What's your gap there, Gavin? 25 years? Hey, you know what? You know what, little camper? You won last week.
Stop it.
So that's okay. The best part of my day, though, this is truly the best part of my day already, is that Gavin thought the Beach Boys were like the Backstreet Boys.
Yeah.
That's what
and
I was
he's like,
of.
The 80s, yeah. maybe?
You even heard the music.
Does that sound like the 80s
Dude,
to you?
I think. All music from before the 2000s is awful. So, you know what? Like, who cares?
Oh, wow. Oh, it's so good. Wow. I feel like I've already won, honestly. Like, I'm just crying. Okay, so that's the first one. We have two more to get to. We're going to take a break and regroup after that. But if you can write this down, that Brian Wilson is 81 years old, you can add that to the next two when they're revealed and you can win a prize. And we'll do that in 10 here on The Wally Show.
Why are we wasting our time with these old people anyway?
Did you just call me old?
All right, here we go. The final round of Famous Ages on The Wally Show. We try to stump each other with the ages of celebrities, and you need to listen because when their real age is revealed, if you add it together, you can win a prize at the end of this thing. Gavin maybe mathematically eliminated himself from this when he guessed that Betty's person that they put up from the Beach Boys, he deduced that this must be a boy band and guessed really young, actually. And
was way off.
25 years off.
The Beach Boys, the Backstreet Boys, NSYNC, same thing.
Yeah, it says boy in the title. Yeah, that's fighting words.
I know. Say that.
Here's where we're at right now. I'm going to go next, and I had to change mine because I think I think Gavin walked over here and I had it open on my screen and I would not put it past him at this point to cheat because he's so far behind.
Okay.
Did you walk over here?
I did because you had me pull up the I didn't look at it because
he's
of my
honorable.
Yeah, integrity.
He's
over
a gentleman.
Here.
I'm still changing it.
No, that's fine. That's fine.
Okay, so I watched a new comedy like on NBC and I did not like it actually. Hmm. It just tells me why I don't watch network TV anymore. And it had Donald Faison, who used to be on Scrubs. The black actor on Scrubs. You know him. Oh, well, let's go with him then. Let's take a chance on this thing. Because Gavin's already out of it.
Well, is that who you're picking?
Like I will now.
Oh. Wait, this was that the guy on Clueless?
I don't know. I don't remember.
He was on a movie called Clueless.
Maybe.
Okay, I do know who you're talking about. Okay. I think I do.
Yeah. All right, I know who we're talking about.
Okay, so do you guys have a problem with this?
No.
Okay.
No.
So, Donald Faison.
Scrubs.
Yep. He was partnered up with Zach Braff, who was really funny.
Yes,
yeah.
they did a commercial together.
Commercials. The T-Mobile. Yeah, exactly. Okay, so.
T-Mobile.
Okay, I got my guess.
You got your guess.
Oh, man.
Okay.
I think I do, too.
Gavin?
Am I going first?
Yep.
I think that he's 51.
Okay.
I think that might be too old.
Okay.
I said 51, too.
Oh, did you
really?
Okay.
Oh, that's
you guys not too bad. You guys are both 51 only
don't do the math. Just tell us what it is.
2 years off.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
You guys did pretty good. He's 49.
Okay.
49. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I almost switched it to John Cryer.
Who's that?
He was in 2.5 Men. Not Charlie Sheen, but the other guy in 2.5 Men.
Oh.
He's on this show too. That's why it was in the top of my head.
Got it.
What would you have said for that? This one doesn't count, but what would you have said for John Cryer?
56.
Oh, okay. I'm glad I went with Faison because, he's 58. So
it
wouldn't have mattered. Okay. I've just totally muddied the situation here.
Yes,
I'm sorry.
You have.
This is confusing.
Forget I even said John Cryer.
Yeah.
Just focus on Donald Faison at 49. Okay. So, Gavin, what is your person?
Okay. Can this is coming down to the end. Wally, you're at 4. Betty's at 2. So this decides things
golf
here.
Golf score, because you want the lowest. Okay.
So the person that I am putting up to see who wins today is Frank Welker.
Okay.
Who's that?
Okay. He has, and always has been, the voice of Fred from the Scooby-Doo series, and then he also took over as the voice of Scooby-Doo in 2002, I believe.
When Casey Kasem died?
Yeah, so this is this is a voice actor that I personally didn't know the age of until today.
Okay, oh, I have my guess.
Okay, hold on, this is going to take me a second. This is going to take
You're
going to
go first.
Wow.
I know, this is, I think, if I wasn't so far behind, I'd love this guess for myself. But since I'm so far behind, you guys would have to be so massively wrong for me to
I have no idea, though. Okay, Betty, go.
No, go.
No, I already got mine down. I don't trust you. I wrote mine down.
You don't trust me. I don't trust you.
I know, but I've written mine down. No, go.
87.
Oh, okay. I'm way off. You might be right. I said 65.
Oh.
And I think if he was Casey Kasem age, then he would be really old like that. So.
Oh, let's see here. Okay, so he is 77 years old.
Oh, we're
going to do this math. Okay, wait.
Do the math. Let the spreadsheet happen.
Oh, I win!
No!
I win!
It was close.
Oh, I should have shot in the 70s. Dadgummit.
I win.
So now you have to add together the actual age of Donald Faison, who is 49. Forget I mentioned John Cryer. And then you have to add that with Frank Welker. At 77, and then the person that we mentioned in the first segment. If you can do all of that, add those all together, and come up with the right answer, you can win a prize right now. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM.
It's easy to let the fear of the unknown keep us from doing something that is good for us, but going back to school might not be quite what you think.
Yeah, one of my biggest fears going back to school was I'd have to watch a ton of online lectures, and I kind of have a problem staying awake during stuff like that, but it was so different than I had imagined, and way better.
Yeah, for sure. I thought I was going to have to take a bunch of tests, which I am not a fan of, but instead I was able to write papers, which for me was way better.
Plus, you have the flexibility to work in school around your work and life schedule. Another big fear I had is, what if I don't understand something? What do I do?
Yeah, CCU, they foster community with your classmates, and they are a great resource. And Colorado Christian University has very responsive online professors who are there to help you so you are never alone as an online student at CCU.
Learn more about how you can pursue your passion and find your calling with Colorado Christian University at ccu.edu. Colorado Christian University is a nonprofit impact partner committed to cultivating the mind without compromising the heart.
He's so positive. Positive, he's always right.
If I don't brag about myself,
it's news-ish.
Who will?
With Wally.
It's just not fair. It's just not fair.
What isn't?
It's not fair how quickly you can put on weight how long it takes to get it back off. Betty, you can put weight on a little bit, but then you can take it right back off, it seems like. Like, really quickly.
It's like an accessory.
Yes. Gavin and I, we accessorize permanently. And it's a little harder for the two of us. Well, Jillian Michaels, she was the former fitness coach on The Biggest Loser. And she says there's no substitute for diet and exercise when it comes to losing weight. And she doesn't like the surge in weight loss drugs like Ozempic that became very popular in 2023. I know a lady that is doing that, and she was not like morbidly obese, and she wanted to lose some weight, and she did it, and it did work. I mean, she's lost a lot of weight.
But it's meant for people with diabetes, right?
Yeah, that was the original use of the drug, and then they found the byproduct was weight loss, and then some point in time, people got to where they have it in weight loss companies now, and doctors and Weight Watchers even. Oprah's even behind it.
Well, I even talked with a friend of mine, and she was doing it, but she actually had diabetes.
Right.
And she was noticing weight loss, but the reason for the weight loss was because she said the drug would make you so nauseous that nothing sounded good. So to me, I don't know if it's worth it.
Yeah, there's a big side effect for a lot of people, and it's like that. It's the nausea and the intestinal issues, which they say are really rough. It does. I mean, it basically is an appetite suppressant. It tells you you're not hungry, but it also makes you feel like you're full. And so, I mean, honestly, yeah, you're going to lose weight because you're just eating less, you know?
Yeah.
But then you have to supplement with other things. Like nutrition, you know, vitamins, those things, and nutrients,
vitamins, you know
that stuff. and exercise still.
Well, yeah, because starving yourself is not the right way to do it. Right. The right way to do it is just to eat the healthy foods.
Right, and it's basically what that drug is it is a substitute for willpower. And I get willpower is harder. Like right now, there's a bowl full of candy outside the studio that I want to dive face first into.
Your name.
Oh, I want to Scrooge McDuck that. It's so bad. But I'm like, you know what? I've got to have the willpower. And I do think that, because I'm trying to drop a few pounds this year, and I do think that when you do beat it without the use of the drug and you beat that craving with the willpower, I think it's more satisfying actually than, oh, I jabbed myself and, you know, of course I'm not going to eat.
Is that what you're going to tell yourself?
I'm telling myself that every day because trust me, it's tempting. It's very tempting. But they do say that once you stop, though, instantly your body reverts back. So if you didn't change your habits, your lifestyle, you're just going to put it all back on.
Well, it's the same as that surgery that they like cut your stomach in half or something. They're like take some of your stomach.
Gastric bypass.
Right. And they're like, you have to eat healthy. You have to eat well. But if you eat too much, you can eventually stretch your stomach out again. Yeah. And you're just in the same situation.
And I have a feeling that would be me, you know. And so that's why I'm not doing that either. So I just got to get on the old school. Got to be old school diet and exercise if you want to keep it off and actually change how you view food as well. I think that's a big part of it.
Yes.
That's what that Noom does, is it tries to change your relationship to it, because we use food to celebrate and things like that.
Yes,
and that's
to
a big
soothe
thing.
Us. Oh, it's comforting.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. That's why they call it comfort food.
Yeah,
And
I
so
get it.
That's a big part of it, is changing it mentally as well as physically if you want to actually have success in the new year with your diet. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and I believe it's natural to have questions inside of your faith. And those questions can run the gamut in severity. And this was an email that I got from somebody that I think was pretty heavy, and I'm curious about it, and I want to get your thoughts on this too. It starts off, like in the beginning of the email, life is full of horrors. And you kind of, when that's your first sentence, you know where you're at, you know? Everyone is going to die. It's not guaranteed that our loved ones will make it into heaven, no matter how much we try to witness to them. People are being murdered all over the world, and there's nothing I can do about it. People are starving, and my measly weekly donations aren't going to stop world hunger. I can't even protect my loved ones from diseases or harm. I don't have control over my own life, to be honest. Even the prospect of heaven welcoming me to the next life doesn't make me feel any better about the horrors in this current life. This isn't a matter of needing to draw near to God or study His Word. I pray and I study my Bible every day, but life is only suffering. I can't even enjoy the few good moments because I know suffering is right around the corner, and I don't know how to get out of this headspace.
Oof.
That is a lot of weight.
Yes, it sounds like depression to me.
Yeah. But I get it, though. Like, I understand it. If you see the negativity in life, because I can tend to err on that side and find, and that's what you're going to find. If you look for negative, you will find negative at every turn, because it's everywhere in this world. But there's also a lot of good. But sometimes when you're down in it, you can't even see that, you know? And so I had some advice for this girl, and I got back with her like ASAP. And I'm thankful for everybody that supports the ministry of Way FM faithfully throughout the year, because it enables people like me or Betty or Gavin or all of us here to be there when somebody is reaching out with heavy questions like this, you know? And so I gave her my thoughts, but I would love to hear your thoughts on this. You've heard kind of the place that she's at, and maybe you were in that place where everything seemed very hopeless, very fatalistic, you know, and maybe you have some insight because you've walked this road.
Well, and two, you sharing your story might give hope, because it just goes to show that it doesn't last forever. Like this feeling of sadness doesn't last forever, that there is a light at the end of the tunnel.
So what would you say to this? If you had gotten this email in your inbox, what would you say? 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. We love having you on the show for the contest and the fun, and all that stuff's great. We love doing that every day. But boy, I really love hearing your perspective on things that are, you know, super important and can be life-altering. So 855-33-WAY-FM. What would you say to this person, Vicky, if you had gotten this email?
Well, first of all, I would let her know my struggle. The day I got saved, I lost my apartment. I had to give guardianship for my daughter to my sister. And I would just tell the lady to just keep her head up and keep continuing to trust in the Lord. But I've been through where she's at.
Vicky, when you were in that struggle, how did you keep your head up high? Like, how did you stay positive to get yourself through it?
I have a great support team. I call them my angels. I had my prayer partner to reach out to. When you're in a struggle like that, you don't want to be around negative people. You want to be around people who lift you up.
That was one little piece of advice I gave to her. I said, you know, you see the negative, and right now that's all you see. And my challenge to you is find one positive thing every day. And it can be a little thing. It could be something faith-related. It could be something completely not faith-related. But one positive thing, and you might find you find two, and then three, mm-hmm. and then four. And eventually you start to realize that there is far more good in this world. And even some of the negative stories, you know, we look at these stories all the time of like a mass shooting and how horrific that is and horrible. But then inside of that, there are heroes that step up to mm-hmm. do great things and protect people, give their own lives to save people. So even in the worst, God is still in it somewhere doing good.
Yes, and you know, sometimes the enemy comes and just want us to question God. But through all that hurt, heartache, and pain, that's when you need to depend on him more.
What would your advice be to her, Sally?
I would say to her that she's not wrong about any of that, and that God sees that too. She is not alone in these thoughts. And this curse of sin has made everything not the way it's supposed to be. But God is in all of that, and he already has a plan for it.
Yeah, it's interesting because none of this is a surprise to God. And I think that's why the humanity of Jesus was important, was that he was here and understands and suffers. And the story of Lazarus, where he knew the end story was so much better, but he knew that they had to walk through some of the hardships. And he wept at that. He felt for Mary and Martha in that moment. And I think the same thing is true today. He weeps for us. He hurts for us when we go through these things. But he wants us to turn to him for that comfort, for that peace in the things that we can't understand.
So true. And I think that God is always near whenever you are in those dark places. He always will bring you back. You just have to seek him.
Dan, what would you say to her?
You know, personal experience, at the end of my military career, I was diagnosed with severe complex PTSD, and for years I saw the world in the exact same way, just this terrifying and sad place. And I think that person needs to hear that you're not wrong in thinking that the world can be bad or sad or scary. You need to hear that you're not alone in feeling that way, and that it's okay. The God of the mountain is the same God of the valley, and even on days where it feels like I'm alone or even angry at God, he's still calling me be closer to him, and he still knows me. And, you know, always remember, there is no valley if there is no mountain. So trust that mountain's coming. Also, that some of the biggest blessings in my life, the people I love most, have come to me through these terrible times or even through the events that caused me so much pain. So there's never a moment that God isn't moving.
It's today's Music Insider, or TMI, with Gavin.
We are only a few days into the new year, so I'm guessing most people are still kind of at their peak strength when it comes to their commitment to their New Year's resolutions.
Well, yeah, because like it's just started yet. Although I wanted to give up on mine already one day in.
You know, yeah, like I'm 2 days in on my resolution.
What was yours?
Yeah.
Well, just to be like...
kinder to us?
To have a vegetable in my diet for every day and drink more water.
Okay.
And it's only the second day. And I caught myself saying, good job.
Nice.
You're only 2 days in.
Exactly. We have set the bar so low.
Oh, but I did see this really cool video on Danny Gokey's Instagram page. And if you don't know him, you might recognize his song, Hope in Front of Me. There's hope in front of me. There's a He's really big on like biblical truth and does a lot of stuff on his Instagram page. And he put a really cool biblical twist on New Year's resolutions that I personally hadn't thought of before. And I think it makes me want to stay stronger to my commitments.
This year, let's not just be goal setters. Let's be goal getters. Yeah, James 1:22 lays it out. But be doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. The doing is the process. Anyone can set a goal, but the process is every day getting up and doing the work it takes to get to that goal. And if you fail today, get up tomorrow, put the same goal back in your mind, and get the goal.
Don't be a goal setter, be a goal getter. I saw it coming. I'm like, oh, he's going to rhyme this. He's going to rhyme setter with getter, and he nailed it.
And the funny thing is he doesn't have like a t-shirt that he's, you know, promoting with that. But I love that phrase. And I do like the idea of putting a biblical twist on something like working hard. I think sometimes the world tells you, like, work hard and get what's yours. But there is a biblical element to working hard and doing your best, you know, with the resources that God has given you.
Yeah, it is. That is the hard part about the Christian life that people don't realize, too. It's like we're supposed to be the best at everything we do. So whether that is setting a goal and following through with it, whether that's how you perform at work, it's like we should set the standard and the example for how other people should live, because we're doing it for that audience of one, so to speak, you know. And sometimes it's a little challenging.
Sure.
Actually.
So, I mean, well, yeah, maybe the next time you're focusing on eating that salad, you're doing that for God.
That's right. Yeah, maybe that'll give you a little more inspiration or a little more guilt, if nothing else. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And recently, Gavin dropped a bombshell on us. Betty Rock and I both stood there, mouth agape. And no, it's not that he's having a kid, not that he's quitting. It's that he did something after or over the Christmas holiday that we could not believe he had never done before, which was what, Gavin?
Die Hard was back in theaters, the first film, which came out in 1988. And I saw it for the first time in my entire life.
Unbelievable. How have you, as a film critic guy, like he has a film studies degree.
Oh, that's true, too.
Yeah, like how did you miss that one? It's kind of like a staple.
Well, I grew up in, it is like a rated R movie.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, and my parents are like... Well,
rated R back then is what PG-13 is now.
Exactly. You know? And so, but my, you know, my parents...
I get that, yeah.
General rule of thumb growing up, and so I just never came back around to it. Buddy invited me to it. I went and see it, and I love the debate around that movie because people are like, oh, it's not a Christmas movie, or it is a Christmas movie.
Yeah.
Come out to the coast. We'll get together. Have a few laughs.
I voted as a Christmas movie.
I had somebody change my mind on that. I did not think so beforehand, but they made some compelling arguments. Yeah. And so now that you've seen it, congratulations. But you are extremely late to the party. That's right. Gavin's late to the party here on Die Hard. So we're curious for you, though. What was that thing that you were late to the party on? Maybe everybody else was in early adopters, and you finally showed up. For me, it was skinny jeans. I was really late on it, and now I won't ever, leave these behind.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, I know.
Some of us wish you had never showed up to that party.
I know, but I got there eventually, but I'm glad that I came. And so, what was yours? 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. What is that thing that you feel that you might have been a little late to the party on? We'll take yours now. What is that thing, Denise, that you might have been a little late to the party on?
I never saw A Christmas Story until Christmas Day this year.
Wow.
What? Why?
I don't know. I always thought it was kind of stupid about I shot your eye out thing, I never took the time, and it is apparently some of my family members' ritual. It's hysterical.
It is funny, too, because they show it on TBS 24 hours a day on Christmas and before, so you actually watched it and liked it?
I did. I want to see it again.
Oh, wow. I did not care for A Christmas Story when I finally watched it, but I was late to the party, too. I saw it years after it had come out. But I did emulate one thing from it this past Christmas, is I ended up at a Chinese restaurant on Christmas Eve, which was actually kind of fun. I think we might do that as a tradition now.
That's a good one. I like that. Well, thank you for all you guys do. You bring laughter and humor and joy, and we just really appreciate you. I've been listening to you all since 1987 in West Palm Beach, Florida.
Oh, wow. Well, see, you're not late to that party. You're in on the beginning of this bad boy. Well, thank you.
Jennifer said on our Facebook page, she said that she just joined TikTok as of last week.
Oh, wow. And welcome.
Yeah, Wally and I got on the TikTok train, and Gavin, too. Oh. And it's become, I think I'm not pushing it when I say it's become a problem for Wally.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I was not late to that party. I was actually early to that one, and it's a party I probably should have never shown up to.
Oh, for sure.
Because it definitely consumes my screen time. So, Casey, what is that party that you showed up late to?
I'm 33. I've never had a smartphone. I've also never had any of the popular media, social websites, Facebook, Instagram, none of that.
You know what, Casey? I think you might be better off for it, honestly. At least the social media stuff. The smartphone is a really handy tool that my wife is... utilized now as a weapon because she uses it to Google everything I say and tries to point out where I might be factually incorrect.
Yeah, I'm actually calling you on a flip phone right now, and I gotta say it's you know, it's weird. I even have family members who are Mennonites who have Facebook too, believe it or not. But,
your Mennonite it's family weird. Members are more technologically advanced than you. That's awesome. Well, you are late to the party, but again, you might be better off for it, Casey.
Yeah. I think I'll just stick with what I have.
And now for some good news.
Uplifting Way FM. This year's Wally Show with good news. Giddy up. It's some good news stories to make you feel a little bit better about this place because the regular news can be a bit of a bummer. So, Lady Rock, good news, giddy up. What do you got?
A young married couple, their names are Lydia and Andy Pinder. They had moved to Hawaii due to a job situation, but they didn't know anyone there. They move into this apartment all by themselves, and they start noticing that through the wall they can hear their neighbor, and he's just playing piano. And they're like, man, that's beautiful.
Oh, they're not annoyed.
No, they're not annoyed by it. So they go over there and just introduce themselves. And it turns out that their neighbor is a 95-year-old man. His name is Derek Pert. And he had just lost his wife the year prior and was living by himself. And playing piano just made him happy.
Soothe him a little bit. Yeah.
And so they became fast friends. And eventually they decided, you know what, we should make this more often. Like, we should meet up more. So now every month they meet up and they have a dinner and a show. So what the couple does, the couple brings over pizza from his favorite pizza joint.
Nice.
And then he plays for them different songs on his piano.
That is great.
Which is just precious. And if that isn't precious enough, they post some videos on TikTok. It got some major attention. Yeah. Like, so many people are like, that is so sweet. I just love it. And they show Derek, the 95-year-old, like, all these people that just love his music. And they're even requesting songs for him to play and stuff. And Derek said, I needed this. I needed this for my spirit. I needed this to keep going.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that sweet?
That is really cool. Yeah, because earlier in the show, we were talking about this lady who had just a hopeless outlook on life and was like, just everything is bad and how can I find joy in this? And it's like, this is why we do this segment too. It's like, this is a reminder that there are good people in the world that are doing the right things, and and it doesn't take much to make a difference in people's lives. And people encouraging this old man, like, gave him what he needed to get through the hardest time of his life.
Yeah,
there you go. That's beautiful, and that's why we do Good News Giddy Up.
Growing up in poverty has never been easy for children, but with the added challenges of the pandemic, conflict, and natural disasters, families around the world are facing an unprecedented food crisis. Unfortunately, those who are already hungry are now even more desperate. But by sponsoring a child through Compassion, you can help provide life-sustaining essentials such as food and clean water. And with your compassionate support, that child can not only survive, but also flourish. You can find out how and choose a child to sponsor when you click on the Compassion banner at wayfm.com.
Uplifting Way FM. It's what your People magazine would sound like with a Southern accent. It's The Rock Report with Betty Rock.
Despite becoming a musical success with multiple hits under her belt, 31-year-old Selena Gomez claims she's ready to retire from music.
She's 31 now. 31. Oh, my goodness. Okay, yeah, that seems about right.
Yeah, she stated, I'm tired.
Yeah.
And that's because she not only does music, but she's acted in successful TV shows and movies.
Now, okay, now, when I say the word Selena Gomez, what do you picture, actress or musician?
Actress.
Gavin?
I'd say actress.
Yeah, I'm the same way too. Like, she was on Disney stuff early on in her career. Then she got transformed into this pop music kind of try to be icon that I never cared for.
But she's
done
really well for herself in that genre. It's just that I don't know. Maybe it's how you're introduced to her the first time. That's how you keep her.
Yeah, I'm not maybe sure. So.
And while it was fun at first for her doing both in her teens, as she gets older, she's noticed the toll that it's taken on her, not only physically, but mentally as well. At one point, having to cancel a tour halfway through due to mental health struggles and a lupus diagnosis.
Yeah, she's been really open about like how she wasn't doing well mentally, you know, at different points in her life, mm-hmm. which I think is good because I think people that struggle in that same area, if they look up to her and they see her being honest about it and open about it, it kind of helps them go, okay.
And at one point, and she might still be, I'm not sure, but she had the most followers on Instagram.
Yeah.
And so
yeah.
millions of followers, and she was saying that she actually, her phone, she lets her handler keep it. Like, she doesn't want any
so
part
healthy.
Of it because social media can just fuel that flame of either jealousy, comparison, or just depression.
Well, in that world, too, because you're just, I mean, you're basically a target for trolls.
Oh,
and
yeah.
if you don't have a really good basis or healthy, you know, mental health and self-esteem and stuff like that, it is going to tear you down. So if you're in that and you're working in that, then the best thing to do is to avoid it, honestly, mm-hmm. because it's only going to hurt you.
Well, in this recent interview, she did say that she feels like she has one more music album left in her, but then she wants to just settle on one thing, claiming that she enjoys the acting side of things much more than the musical side.
I get that. That's why
do you?
I do.
Before you do this.
I do. No, I do.
And that's it for the Rock Report.
No,
thank
I do.
You.
Like, I want to focus on one thing, too. I felt myself being pulled away into Hollywood by doing the acting thing.
Hollywood,
yeah, from I Can Only Imagine. And so now...
His 3-second appearance.
Yeah, and so I was getting pulled, and it was hard. And so I'm like, you know what? I need to spend all my time and energy on the radio show. That said, Andy Irwin, who produced that show, that movie, had just texted me. So maybe I'll get back with him. Maybe I'm not done yet.
And he's like, please leave me alone.
No, maybe I've got one more movie
in me. Stop texting me. Yeah, lose my number.
Maybe so.
I'm in love, and I don't care who knows it.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and the best relationships are based in competition.
What?
I know my wife and I are kind of competitive inside of our marriage, and I found out that Gavin and his wife are as well.
Yeah, we were talking about our New Year's resolutions and how we both want to do more for our health. You know, it's pretty cliche, but I wanted to jump on this trendy thing called 75 soft. There's 75 hard.
Yeah, but you're like, I'm not doing that. Let's be honest. Navy SEALs do that.
I fit the soft mold a little bit better.
Yeah.
75 days of...
Can I do 75 pudgy, please?
75 days of like eating well, drinking a certain amount of water, read 10 pages a day, walk a bunch, all this stuff. And then I'm talking about doing this. She's talking about doing, you know, vegetables or a salad every day. And really, like, it was funny because we both put that out there, and then we both really immediately, and I'll say that she went first. She said, I think you might last 30 days.
Oh, she threw that. She threw down the gauntlet. She bet against you.
And she knows me better than anyone else.
Yeah.
So when she says something like that, my head says, she's probably right.
No, your head should say, I'm going to prove you wrong, lady.
I know.
Yeah, lady who I committed my life to that obviously doesn't know me.
No, because that's the thing. You married someone who is your better half.
Exactly.
She knows you better than you know yourself. Mm-hmm. And so if she's saying 30 days, she knows 30 days.
I will say this. My wife, I was wrong about my wife one time. Like, she wanted a treadmill, and I reluctantly bought her a treadmill, and I bought her a used one because I'm like, she's not going to use it, and we're going to end up having to sell it, so I'm not spending $1,000 on one. And she proved me wrong. I bet against her. I thought it would be holding clothes within 30 days. And this has been years now, and she uses it every day.
Did you tell her you were betting against her?
Yes, I did.
So that probably worked in your favor, her favor, because now she's trying to prove you wrong.
Maybe so. She's very stubborn.
That's the mentality that Gavin needs to put in his own head. Like, if your wife is betting against you, you got to prove her wrong.
Yeah. I just got to make it to the 31st day. And
exactly. Quit after that. Forget the 75, but just beat her. You know. Here's what the question is for you. 855-33-WAY-FM. We love having you on the show. That's how you can do it. 855-33-WAY-FM. What is a time that your spouse bet against you? And were they right or wrong? Like, did you prove them wrong, or are you going to do what Gavin does and fold? I've been against you too, pal.
Oh, come on.
855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take yours now.
So we're having this conversation on our Facebook page about the time that your spouse bet against you. Beth said, anytime my husband says, we'll never fit all that in the car.
Oh, my wife is like Jenga master at like fitting stuff in the car. I've learned to acquiesce because I'll pack something and she has specific ways to pack. Like she can't have anything too high if she ever was to drive. On the off chance on our 11-hour road trip, she's going to take a spin behind the wheel. She doesn't want anything in her eyesight in the back blocking the view.
Heaven forbid.
I know. And so she packs that way. As in, like I'll fill it to the ceiling because I don't care. But and I know she's not going to drive. I'm betting against her on that. But boy, that girl can pack.
Jonathan said, my wife bet me that I couldn't clean the whole house by myself before she came home from the spa.
Oh, Jonathan.
But I showed her
Jonathan.
Who's the winner now.
Yeah, your wife. She showed you, good sir. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and sometimes you need a little bit of a reset in your life, and a lot of people use the beginning of the year as that time. It just seems natural in the flow of things, you know, it's okay, new year, new you kind of thing, and so we wanted to help you with that, if that's something that's important to you, with our 7-day reset. We know, like, 30 days is a lot to commit to something right out of the gate. I understand that. I have commitment issues.
We've taken that into the factor, and now we are lowering the bar a little bit.
Absolutely. Bar has been lowered to something attainable.
Yes.
And so here's the challenge for you. Take our 7-day reset. And what that is, it's listening to Way FM for 7 days straight. And, you know, maybe make it the number one preset on your car if it isn't already. And then do our 7-day reset, world's biggest small group. It's a real simple, quick Bible reading plan. That maybe if you start doing a little bit like this now, if you've been thinking, man, I want to get back into my faith a little bit more, into my quiet time, this could be a great start for you as you reset here in the new year.
Yeah, so we've made it easy for you. No excuses. If your resolution has been to grow in your faith, then text the word DAY, D-A-Y, that's DAY to 91979, and you'll receive that link that'll take you to the world's biggest small group for our 7-day reset.
And the cool thing is the very end of the 7-day reset, if you just do it for 7 days and you finish the Bible study, you have a chance to win a trip to go see Lauren Daigle live in concert. So there you go. That's a nice little fun added bonus for doing something that ultimately is good for you and hopefully will build that habit going into the new year to continue that. So check it out. It's our 7-day reset. Text the word DAY to 91979.
Mmm. Fresh emails.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and yesterday, right around this time, I shared an email of somebody complimenting the show, and they were very thankful for the show, and they broke down the reasons why they were thankful for Lady Rock and her contributions and what she meant and what I have meant to them in the show. And then they got to Gavin. Mm-hmm. They got to little Gavin, and she shared her reasons why she was thankful for Gavin. I have audio from it as I read it yesterday. So here's what she had to say. And I relate to Gavin because we both have a tiny bladder.
Come on.
Unfortunately. So thanks for all you guys do. After those first two things, Gavin's like, bring it home. This is going to be for me. This is where I drop wisdom and knowledge and I make a difference in people's lives.
That's I've been here for 5 years and I've not done more than bladder guy.
Everyone's, bladder boy.
Yeah. Let's be honest. So I did feel bad for you, Gavin.
Thank you.
Really? I have another email for you today.
Is it
Gavin.
From the same person?
No, this is from Robert. It's a completely different person. I've actually, this is about like the Lord's timing. I've actually had this email since December 7th.
Wow.
And like I've held on to it
for the right time,
for the right moment, such as this. Says, "Hey Wally, I've been listening to the podcast lately, and it seems like Gavin is really coming out of his shell. I love his laughter. He's been coming up with some great one-liners that are just hilarious. I think part of it is that you guys aren't picking on him so much, which is nice.
Oh.
I hope he continues to bring his humor to the show and continue to make those comments that he makes because I think he's very intelligent and." Adds a lot to the show. I'm glad he's with us. Thank you.
You know what this reminds me of?
Yeah.
This reminds me of like when your kid is being bullied at school and you're like trying to cheer them up.
Yeah.
So you like make up.
No, no,
things.
No. Honest, truthful. This is from this guy,
that
Robert.
Means nothing
no,
to me.
It's
Robert
true.
Is not even a real person.
No.
He's like saw the sadness in your eyes, Gavin. And he's like, and Robert, it's funny how God's timing.
No, it really is. This is a real email
he
from
is a great
Robert
boy.
Who appreciates
stop
you, Gavin.
Boy.
As I appreciate you, and I do appreciate you. What you bring to the show, so thank you. P.S. Robert goes on to say,
see,
I no. also have a tiny bladder.
No.
I'm just kidding. No,
okay.
he just appreciates you as thanks. As we both do, right, Rock?
Hey, Wally.
Yeah.
Good save.
Thanks.
Well, that's the end, but it doesn't have to be. Check out our Aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes as well as connect with us on social media. Just search Wally Show. And if you'd like to join our Facebook group made exclusively for you potties, the link is in the description of this podcast. Thanks to Colorado Christian University Online for supporting what we do.